Marie Meckel. I'm a physician assistant, and I'm here with Shabalala. She is a clinical associate student in the Walter Sisulu program in South Africa. She's a third-year student. So the first thing you should know is that the program has been in existence since 2008. Tell me how you learned about the clinical associate profession.
Ooh, how I learned about it. I didn't even know they existed, first things first, until I was doing my first year in UKZN and I wanted something in health sciences. So between that, I tried looking up programs, and obviously I think we all want to do MBCHB, which would be medicine and surgery, right? So after I had Googled and applied, they told me that I could have a second choice of clinical associate. So that was in 2011. That's how I found out about the program. And having known that was the only university, which is Walter Sisulu, that had the program, that's when I found out about it. And that's when I applied. But I applied just knowing that you go to hospital and you work as a doctor. It wasn't specific back then as it is now.
Did you end up applying for medical school as well, or did you completely choose to do the clinical associate program?
I applied for both. I did interviews for this one only. Pretty thing about it was that when I got here, it was so exciting.
Oh.
It was so exciting because it's not that I dislike theory, but it's hands-on. It's a hands-on program. And you get to understand things at an easier point, if I could put it that way, when you see things every day and you're exposed to things every day. Because that's what happens. We go to hospital almost the whole year.
So now that you're doing this program, you're actually happier with it than you would have been with medicine.
I think I am.
That's
I think
great.
I am.
As you know, some of the students, after finishing their clinical associate degree, go on to medical school. So you've just told me something really interesting, that you really like the hands-on experience. Do you think that your classmates want to go to medical school, will use this as a stepping stone to medical school? What's your thoughts on this?
I think the only time we would want to use it as a ladder to go onto medical school would be maybe the difficulties that we're currently facing in terms of the program. Now, first things first, the program is new. Most people don't know about the program, and we're facing a lot of criticism in terms of the program. And what is the program? What do you do? Are you a half doctor kind of thing? Where are you? Are you between a nurse and a doctor? Yes, we're between a nurse and a doctor, and that's where we are. Not that I'm a half doctor or I'm a half nurse, but I'm a clinical associate. So the only reason I think people would want to step it up would be from that criticism of the fact that we don't know where we are. And the program is new. Now, everything that's new has a bit of problems because you need to get registered, you need to try to get benefits, you need to try to raise your salary, most importantly for everybody. But when everything is new, it takes time. And I think we just need to be a little bit patient. And that's exactly what we don't have nowadays. We don't have patience. So that's the only reason they would use it.
Wow.
To go on to medicine.
So you actually think the reason people go on to medicine is because they just don't, because a clinical associate is not established enough in this healthcare system.
I think so, most definitely. I would actually say so.
Wow. And when you talked about criticisms of the clinical associate, we don't know what you are. Do the doctors say this to you? Do the hospital staff? Like, where is the criticism coming from?
I'm glad you asked that, actually. We have, in this setting, mostly at Walter Sisulu University, we have different students that go to different hospitals. More specifically, the Nelson Mandela Hospital, we have medical students, we have nursing students. Yet again, at Umthatha General, we have medical students, we have clinical associates, and we have nurses. And I think it's between the students where one feels that they are higher than the other, forgetting that we're all here to get educated. So when one feels superior to the other, then obviously they're going to criticize the other. Because if I'm doing medicine and you're doing clinical associate, I obviously feel that I'm higher than you are. And I'm going to criticize you.
Okay.
And yes, some of the doctors, I've experienced that. Some of the doctors are a bit discouraging, but some are actually very glad to be working with us because they feel like the work goes faster, it's minimized, it's efficient. And personally, at my hospital, St. Barnabas, I think we're also glad to have clinical associates because I think by 4 o'clock, we've seen all the outpatients in OPD.
Wow.
So it's much, much more efficient with clinical associates.
So that's another question I've always had. So you really think that it's the St. Barnabas doctor that's training you definitely gets something out of the relationship, because in the end, his or her day has gone better because of you guys. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely.
How long does it take you to get like up to speed where you're doing your own work and the doctor is confident in your work?
How long does it take?
Months.
In terms of me being a student, or... Okay, let's just look at it that way, because I'm still a student.
Right.
I think it depends on how much you want to learn, because for anything, you need to have passion and you need to have desire. So if you're not going to have any of those, then we obviously can't trust you, because we don't know just how much you desire to be a clinical associate, or just how passionate you are to be a professional clinical associate and be good enough in what you're doing. So I think the doctors themselves, more than doctors, I think I see some of them as parents, because they treat us like their kids. And a parent always knows that my child is smart and she's ready to do this, and they will push us over the limit. They will tell you that you're going to be doing this procedure, and you're thinking, but you've never even seen me do this procedure. But that's how much faith they have in you, because they've seen you, they've mentored you. So I would say it takes about a year and 6 months, because first year you don't know anything. Second year, first 6 months, you don't know anything, but you're learning. And by the time you go to the end of second year, you should be able to do almost anything. You should be able to see patients. You should be able to prescribe. You should be able to do lumbar punctures. You should be able to do those procedures. You should be able to suture. You should be. And what I like is that with the supervision that they give us, it's not supervision that you're going to do something wrong. It's supervision that should you panic, I'm here. So don't panic.
Wow. So have you ever had any negative experiences with the doctors where they're like telling you that you're taking their time away if they train you? Do you have any of those at all?
I've never had none of that.
Oh, that's great.
No, I've never.
How about your classmates?
Have they experienced any of that?
Yeah. I mean, is the St. Barnabas just a special place?
I don't remember. Hey, I don't. I'd be lying. Honestly, no, I don't remember.
Okay, all right.
They are just always so willing, because even if they are consulting and they are seeing a patient, they allow us the privilege to walk in while they're consulting, and we can ask anything. And while they're consulting that patient, she will stop consulting and she will explain to you that, Ayanda, this is so-and-so who came in presenting of this and this and that and that. What are you thinking? What do you think it could be? What do you think should be done? Why? So regardless of their busy schedules, as we know, they still have time for us. They do.
Tell me, the other thing I want to know is, what does your family and friends think about this? When you told them what you were doing, what did they think?
Personally, for my family, I've always wanted to be a doctor, hey? So I think it's exciting for them to have me go into first year, and then after first year, I get back home and I'm diagnosing them. Because they're thinking, shouldn't it take you 6 years to be able to know that? But with this program, we're privileged enough. So I think it's exciting for them. They feel confident enough in asking you, like, I have this and that, and you think, but I'm not even sure. But they have so much confidence. So even they are interested in the program, I would say, because I've got a little brother who's looking into the program or into nursing. So I think they're all excited about the program, even though they don't know how to differentiate it from medicine, but they're excited, and we are going to teach them how to differentiate it, because we are here already.
Wow. Okay, that's really exciting. Can you describe a typical day for you in the hospital? Tell us about a typical day.
Ooh, typical day. Okay, we go to hospital in the morning. That's 8 o'clock. We've got morning meetings. In the morning meetings, we present a case. So that would be a presentation of so-and-so came in complaining of that and this and that. We do a full physical exam and everything, and we present it to our doctors. And they critique us constructively to tell us that this should have been that. Why did you do that? Why did you do this? So you would know in future, when you see a patient presenting of that, you would think of the very same questions, and you'd have an idea of how to treat that patient or how to go about that patient. After our morning meeting, we have... PBLs, if we have PBLs, PBLs, which are problem-based tutorials and problem-based learning, are tutorials where we bring our own cases again, this time with our tutors, and we break it down and we see if we could learn something new from that. Because if it's problem-based, then you always have to have a problem that you are going to obviously solve and try to learn from it, right? Thereafter, we go for ward rounds, which would approximately take plus minus 3-4 hours, including the fact that during ward rounds, the doctor will stop. They will ask you questions. There will be certain procedures that you will have to do. You will have to take bloods. You will have to do lumbar punctures. You will have to do PV exams, and you have to do all of that. So plus minus 4-3 hours. And after that, we have lunch, I think, and then after that we go to the OPD. OPD, outpatients department, where we third years and second years, we consult. So in consulting, we are seeing patients, and after you've seen the patient, you go to a specific doctor and you present to the patient, and they can tell you the drugs, hence we didn't know pharmacology, but now I think we could just prescribe and present, and then they can sign for you. You let the patient go home, and that's just a typical day. So it's morning presentations, it's ward rounds, it's consultations.
How do you see the future of what you want to do in South Africa and the future of the clinical associate? What are your job aspirations? What do you know, you're graduating. What are you going to do next year? Where do you see yourself? Where do you want to be?
To be honest, next year, I want to study. I want to continue studying. But the sad part about clinical associate is that it's not yet fully developed in our country. Like in other countries, I know there'll be specialties where you can branch off and do what you want to do, but the only option we have here after clinical associate is for you to go and work, be exposed, right? But I would want to work. I would want to go study, I mean. But for those that want to go work, personally, I would introduce a program. I would sit down with the government and I would want to introduce a community program, because what I think of clinical associates is, rather than keeping everybody at the hospital, which would be your nurses, your clinical associates, your doctors, your radiologists, everybody is based at the hospital, meaning there's nobody left out in our communities. And that's where the most people suffer. Because if we're all at hospital, then it means they have to have transportation to come to us. And it means if they don't have transport to come to us, then they won't be healed and they won't know the right and wrong. So personally, if I were to go work, I would introduce a program which would be community-based, because we speak of community service. Now, when we speak of community service in South Africa, we speak of you going to your specific community. I'm from KZN, so it means I would go to KZN and I would serve in KZN for 1 year. And personally, I don't think that's community service at all. I think community service would be going out, interacting with them, trying to find out about their lifestyles, trying to find out what makes them sick, they won't know until you are there to point it out that you guys need to wake up in the morning, open your windows for ventilation, because when you're sleeping, everything, I mean, all sphincters go loose, they won't know. So you educate them in a fun way so they know that, oh, this is what she said. And be part of the community. Let them be comfortable enough. If they feel the need to come to my house, let them come to my house. Let's talk about it. Let's arrange meetings. Let's just talk about the things that, more specifically for teens, that we can't talk about to our parents. Because we can't talk to our parents about sex because we're scared. But if I go to the community, then they can come and they can talk to me. We can prevent so many things, man. I think clinical associate, from my point of view, should be more like a community doctor, if I can put it that way. And in the future, I honestly would have loved to be part of all of that, but in all honesty, I want to go study further. I want to go study further, because in my studying further, I don't want to use medicine for my own goodness. I want to have outreach programs where I'm not working for the government, I'm not working for private hospitals, but I'm just doing in honor of serving my community and serving my God. Going out there, you don't have to learn to go be rich or to gain whatever materialistic things. You can learn and just give back, literally give back.
You really believe that clinical associates should be majorly involved in communities. Did this come to you after you did the program? Was this something that you've been passionate about before you started the program?
I think I'm a community person by nature. Me being a community person, I think clinical associate has had that impact in my life as well, adding on to the passion of community, of going out there and serving people, because I think when we apply into health sciences, most of us say, I want to work with people, I love working with people, but we don't, because we're in a hospital from 8 to 5. You don't, yes you do, but you only have about 15 minutes for each patient. And if we honestly had maybe an hour for each person, you would understand the depth of it all, because it's not all medical, it's not all physical, some of it is just psychological. You just need to sit down, you just need to talk, you just need to understand. Because in as much as we can treat with medicine, you can also treat with words, and you can also treat with you just being there to listen. Some come there because they know that, you know what, I'm going to get painkillers and I'm going to sleep and I'm going to be fine. But that's not what they need. They just need to talk. So, yes.
I read one article that said that 80% of people in rural areas go to herbal healers. That people only come in when they're really, really sick because they really don't trust us. Tell me what you think about that, or what your opinions are from your experience.
So the only reason I think they wouldn't trust us is because we lack time. And I cannot trust someone that I'm going to see this week, and then next week when I get to hospital, they're going to tell me that she changed hospitals and she went to another hospital, or she's not in at all. What about the things that I've confided in her last week? It means I'm going to have to start over today. So I'd also think, why the hell am I going? Let me just sit down, you know, and go to a traditional healer, because I know that I'm going to find her at that specific place every day from 8 to 5. It's consistency with them. For us, there's no consistency. We are just busy throughout.
Do you think that if, like we talked about going to communities and kind of connecting with the community people and letting them know who they'd see when they went to St. Barnabas Hospital, do you think that if they had a better connection with the clinical associates, that that would encourage them to come to the hospital when they're sick?
Definitely. Because I've seen you, I've spoken to you, you know where I live, you know my condition, you know what I suffer from. You know, you may not know everything about me, but you know most about me, or most of the things that trouble me. I think most definitely. We need to be consistent. In whatever we do, we need to be consistent. Because if someone says, if they're going to talk to me about, I don't know, them having unprotected sex, then next week when they see me, they say, ah, can we finish off? And then I'm thinking, but I've got to go to surgery, and I've got to go, you know, I've got... If we are consistent in the sense that this week we're going, next week we're going, the following week we're going, it means this week we're going to go see her. Then in between the week, maybe she'll go to hospital, she's going to see a different doctor, right? She's going to come back to me when I go to the community next week, and she's going to say, you know what, I went to the doctor, this is what she said, and this and that. What does it mean? Because when I tried asking her, she told me she had another patient or whatsoever. So there I come in. I'm explaining that this is what it means. Let me see the prescription. Oh, do you know how to take these drugs? Yeah, I do, but I'm confused about this one. Oh, let me explain that one. Right, that's it. The following week, they go again. They still have something to ask me. Oh, they told me my C4 count is 350. What does it mean? I explain. Because when we give results as well, I think in the hospital, we don't have time. We just give results in the sense that you need to start your ARVs. Most of them don't even know why, on what grounds. I know I'm HIV positive, but my friend was HIV positive before me, and she's already on treatment. Why not me? Why am I waiting?
So you think that there's a huge gap in patient education?
Most definitely. Without a doubt.
Wow. Can you tell me, you just talked about HIV, so tell me about like the patients you see with HIV. Are they willing to take their medications? What's their view of taking HIV medications?
I've never spoken to them in all honesty in terms of that, but they are not compliant. So that should tell you about how they take their treatments. They're not compliant at all. And when they come in, most of the time there's nothing we can do by that time, because they will become resistant, and that's that. So I think one needs to understand that, you see, we don't even explain the fact that there are side effects to certain drugs. So we just tell them, you take those drugs, and then when that happens, they stop the drugs. You need to explain that it is going to happen, but it's going to last for 2 months. So just press on for those 2 months. Then after the 2 months, it's all gone and you're all well. Right? It will happen. It's bound to happen. Even with me, don't think that it's because you're sick or your C4 count is lower than mine. Even with me, if I have to start my ARVs now, the very same thing will happen.
Okay.
So we need to be... I think the reason they are incompliant is because they don't get all the explanations very well. And I think, let's be honest, taking drugs every day is not an okay thing. Hence, they are advised to come in with a family member when they go for the HIV counseling, the pre-treatment counseling, they advise to come with a family member because the family members need to encourage them. They need to see that, oh, you're taking your treatment, you know? Okay, good. I think with everything like that, one needs support. Regardless of the FTC that we have, it's even better that we have one drug now. So you know that you're taking one drug twice a day. Not three drugs twice a day. It's a bit difficult, I understand. But if we're going to sit down with them and you're going to talk to them and you're going to tell them that, you know what, if you're going to take it for this 4 months, we'll go to hospital next week. We'll do a CD4 count. It'll be raised. I promise you. Let's have a bet. So it's exciting. They want to prove you wrong that, you know what, I don't believe her, but I'm going to take it anyway.
Wow. If there's one thing you want the world to know about you or South African Clinical Associates, what message do you want the world to know about you or this program?
I'm passionate about my community. I am honestly passionate about my community, and I love serving. I don't know if it's because I love serving because I love serving in God, or I love serving because I love serving people, but I just love serving. And in terms of Clinical Associates in South Africa, there is so much more that can be done. We just need a bit of attention. I know that the government and whosoever and everybody else is busy with this and that, but we just need a bit of attention so that we can sit down, we can address our problems, and we can actually have so many people coming to this program after that. Because I think you cannot make a decision, an uneducated decision, let's put it that way. Because from matric, I'm educated. So if you're going to come to me and tell me about a clinical associate that you want me to apply, I don't know about it. Come to me in grade 10, explain it to me. And I'm going to ask you questions and you're going to answer me. And I'm going to ask you for this and you're going to tell me, no, it's a new program, we're still looking at it. And let them be interested, let them come. So I think we need to be educated, most importantly, about it. It just needs a little bit more time and a bit of education. And I think we should be given a bit more credit than we are being given currently, because it's not easy being part of a new program. Let me just be honest. Yeah, it's not easy because it's not recognized. It's difficult. You go there, they don't understand you. And it's so difficult. But we're going to be patient from our side, but let them open up to us, the government specifically. Let them welcome us. Let them open up job opportunities. Because what I realized was that last year we had a problem with certain provinces not having jobs for clinical associates. So it would be maybe the Eastern Cape that only knew about them and had jobs. Open up the provinces. Let's go see other places. Because if I'm in one place all the time, then I'm only exposed to certain conditions all the time. Whereas if I go to Limpopo, then I know that, oh, there's malaria. This is how you treat malaria. From there, I go to another place. We see that. And we are just nationally educated. Let's put it that way. Wow. So I think they need to open up a bit. They need to allow us to just be there. Allow us to just be there. And if they feel the need that they've already got enough doctors in the hospital, then let that hospital represent the community, in the sense that Clinical Associates will go out to the community. So when the patients come in and the doctor knows about the Clinical Associate that was Ayanda that works there, then they know that, oh, she was referred by Shabalala Ayanda. Oh, and if they don't understand that, they come to you, Ayanda, I saw a patient that told me this, and then I'm going to ask you, really? I don't even remember half of them. This is a card. Oh, yes. Because even when I'm in the community, I get to see their cards. I get to sign. I get to tell them that they go there and there. And then they will see my signature and they know that I did that. So I think yes. I think they should just open up and allow us to be there. Open up job opportunities. Open up. We're willing to learn. We're willing to give it our best.
I think Clinical Associates are going to have a huge impact in South Africa. And I think Shabalala is one of the examples of how amazing the amazing students that the program is producing. And I think with time, South Africa will see the huge effect that Clinical Associates will have. Thank you very much for talking to me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.